Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And we're talking about discovering our personal worth this month on the Mormon Channel. And as a millennial, I often find myself deeply concerned with where my life is going and what my purpose here on earth is. I mean, I know that I'm here to learn and grow and be tested so that I can live with God and my loved ones again someday. And that's a wonderful promise that I can live up to. But in the meantime, I believe that God wants us to really enjoy our time here on earth. And he's given us so many talents and capabilities and opportunities that we may be ignoring or not pursuing or may not even be aware of yet. And I've done a fair amount of reading about this topic from many different sources, and I've come up with this list of questions to think about when we find ourselves in this type of an existential crisis. And now, I can't guarantee that these questions will change your life dramatically. I'm just a radio host, of course. But I think that they can get us into a good mental and spiritual space where we might realize things that we care about that we're not doing, or forgotten interests that time and routine have crowded out of our lives. So in the spirit of living the plan of happiness as our Heavenly Father wants us to, I want you to think about these questions. Number one, if you had the entire day to yourself and you had to leave the house, what would you do? What would your ideal day look like? And I think this question was a real soul searcher for me because when I have free time, I tend to just relax and rest if I don't have a schedule or I don't have anywhere that I need to be. And the Lord tells us in Proverbs 16 in the Bible that having idle time or idle hands never really turns out for the best. So try and think about the physical, intellectual things that you enjoy filling your time with and take more time for them. Question number two, what is true about you today that would make your 8-year-old self sad? So I called my mom the other day and I asked her what I was like as a child, maybe some things that I'd forgotten, what I genuinely liked to do after school and on the weekends and with my friends. And you can find out if there's something that maybe you once did that you're not doing anymore. And you can make your younger self and your future self proud of you when you incorporate more of those interests and passions into your life. Question number three, is there a problem or an issue in the world today that is deeply concerning to you? So do you find yourself overly emotional or passionate when a certain topic comes up on the news or comes up in casual conversation? So you can find out if there's a group that you can join that can help address or help try and solve this issue or this problem. And LDS Apostle Elder M. Russell Ballard said, quote, "There are many things going on all about us at almost every level, international, national, and local, that are going on to require the soundest and the most solid thinking generation that our Father in Heaven has ever raised. We believe you can be that," end quote. Question number four, what are you deeply curious about? What do you read about or research or look up on the internet when you have free time? Best-selling author Elizabeth Gilbert stated that rather than being concerned about finding and following passions in life, because those can be kind of elusive and it's hard to find maybe a career path out of a life passion, she suggests instead to follow your curiosities. Spend time deeply searching and finding and enjoying the things that pique your interest, and that can hopefully lead you to a better life path and to find something that you're more passionate about. Question number five, what are you willing to sacrifice for? So every job, every relationship, every educational pursuit, every hobby can be challenging at times. There are setbacks and late nights and missed meals and failures and embarrassments. But if you can set standards in your mind for yourself for what things you are willing to put up with, that is the very definition of something that you're deeply interested in and that you love to do and something that you want to get better at throughout your life. And then the last question, it's a little bit morbid, I'm warning you, but write an obituary for yourself. This helps you kind of figure out what you want to be remembered for, what kind of a legacy you want to leave behind for your family, friends, and the world. See the kind of things that you put in there, and hopefully that'll help you better direct your time and the things that you pursue in school or for your career or in your hobbies. And I challenge you to go through this mental exercise to maybe write down the answers to these questions, discuss them with your loved ones, and pray about the thoughts and impressions and the solutions that you come up with. And I know that the Lord will help guide you and lead you into the right and the most fulfilling direction for your life. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this and the things that you discover about yourself. So please comment on one of our social media platforms and let us know. We're going to end our episode today with a quote from LDS President Dieter F. Uchtdorf. And I love this. He said, quote, "I believe that as you are faithful and diligent in keeping the commandments of God, as you draw closer to Him in faith, hope, and charity, things will work together for your good. I believe that as you immerse yourselves in the work of our Father, as you create beauty, and as you are compassionate to others, God will encircle you in the arms of His love. Discouragement, inadequacy, and weariness will give way to a life of meaning, grace, and fulfillment. As spirit children of our Heavenly Father, happiness is your heritage. Through the things you create and by your compassionate service, you are a great power for good. You will make the world a better place. Lift up your chin, walk tall. God loves you." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.